That's the Nutcracker Suite, as only Duke Ellington and his orchestra can do it. And you'll hear that version coming up this weekend when New Ballet Ensemble presents Nut Remix for 2018. It's a great way to kick off your Christmas season with a Memphis groove. Katie Smythe puts this show together every year. She's the CEO and Artistic Director of New Ballet Ensemble, and she joins me in the studio this afternoon. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Okay, this is very exciting. Before we start talking about the performance, there's someone who comes back and it was with New Ballet Ensemble for many years, and he's gone on to do amazing things all over the world. He comes back every year to do this performance, and it's even more special this year because he's on the big screen.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's in Nutcracker in the Four Realms, Disney's Nutcracker in the Four Realms, with Morgan Freeman and Misty Copeland. And actually, it is a beautiful film. It is really beautifully done. And I think it's still playing maybe in Collierville. Uh-huh.
Talking about Lil Buck.
Lil Buck, of course. That was my cue to say, Charles Riley, Lil Buck. But we were just rehearsing in the studio before I came, and there's a crew following him around, a Netflix crew that's doing a documentary on him.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was such a wonderful atmosphere in the studio because he came back to sort of mark through it with the people who the leads, Travis Butler and Lee Anthony, and they're working on the musicality of it. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, is he going to remember it? And he is so intrinsically musical that he exited exactly as the Snow Queen and King made their entrance. And I said, how do you remember this music so well? And he said, all I've been listening to is Nutcracker for the last year. So anyway, but it's also his natural musicality.
Yeah.
Lee Anthony Douglas and Travis Butler dancing with him.
Well, I'm just tickled that he's coming back for this. And I saw the trailer and I saw a video on Twitter or something. And he was talking about what it was like to be in it. Oh, it was something that you sent me a link to. I think it was in the commercial appeal or something. But that was, I'm so proud of him. That's so
great.
We are
all really proud of him.
He plays the Mouse King in the film.
He does. And it's CG motion capture.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the incredible liquid things he does with his arms and the punctuating beats that he dances with his legs mm-hmm. are picked up electronically and translated into animation so they could do whatever they wanted with the Mouse King.
Gosh.
He could be a giant cloud of smoke, you know, or he could be a real king with a crown on his head. And then at the end of the movie, it is really Charles dancing with Misty Copeland, so everyone gets to see how he really dances in the flesh.
Oh, I love it.
Which, of course, is remarkable, but our Memphis audience can see that this weekend.
That's right. And you're doing it a little bit later than normal. Usually you do it the first or in the first weekend in December, so you're moving it to the middle of the month this time.
Yes, we were trying to plan around the Cannon Center, the convention center construction that inevitably got delayed.
Uh-huh.
But also, Buck has been traveling with his own organization, Movement Art Is, and they were in Paris, thus the Parisian photographers who are in our studio right now in Midtown Memphis. And he's working on something called Love Heals All Wounds, and social justice, environmental justice, economic justice, racial justice.
Oh.
And it's an incredibly moving work that he's put together with Robin Sanders, who choreographed the hip-hop battle in Nut Remix.
Oh.
So we're sort of watching everything that incubated here in Memphis blossom and flower and kind of ripple through the world. And the message that's coming out is a message of justice.
Yeah. Oh, I love it, Katie.
Well, he's responsible for carrying that with him. He didn't have to do it.
Oh.
He didn't have to keep bringing Memphis back into the story as he speaks to people. It's really a blessing to have a young person from Memphis who wants to give credit to the city where Jukin blossomed, mm-hmm. you know, at the skating rinks
At Crystal Palace. Well, you can see Lil Buck on stage this weekend. So you have performances Friday and Saturday. Well, Friday at 7, Saturday at 5:30, and Sunday at 2:30.
Yes, and Saturday is selling very quickly.
Okay.
A lot of tickets went out today. We're way ahead of ticket sales from last year.
Uh-huh.
So all of our friends of New Ballet who buy tickets at the last minute and really need to hurry up to get good seats.
Well, you have a lot of space to fill the Cannon Center, but people flock to this show every year.
They do, and the crowd gets progressively bigger through word of mouth as we go into the weekend.
Well, speaking of word of mouth, if people are new to the city and they don't know what we're talking about.
I was thinking about that today. You know, after 15 years, you sort of think, oh, well, everybody knows this show, but of course, let's talk about it as if no one has ever seen it. So 15 years ago, I had a harebrained idea to change the Nutcracker, but it was really born of, I never understood the story anyway. The story takes place in Germany. in the early 1900s. And I thought, well, why can't we make it about Memphis now?
Uh-huh.
And we had just gone to war in Afghanistan. And so I wrote the story around our Nutcracker war hero, and he's leaving to go to war. He's been called up, but meanwhile he works in a cafe on Beale Street with Clara, the young lady, and her father. She's the daughter of a single father, and as he enters in the opening, right after that Duke Ellington overture, he hands the letter to the father because he has to tell him, I'll be leaving my job, I'm going off to war, and Clara snatches it from his hand, does a bunch of Chenet turns to stage right, reads the letter, and she's crestfallen because she's afraid. And so the whole story really is about her journey out of fear, having to trust and have faith that he'll come home, and also her journey around the world, because in that cafe that night on Beale Street, visitors from all over the world flock into the cafe for, I don't know, maybe barbecue. I'm not really sure. It could be shrimp and grits. And she is so curious about all of their cultures, their authentic cultures.
Yeah.
And her godfather arrives this year, danced by the beautiful Dr. Mel Tomlinson of Dance Theater of Harlem, New York City Ballet, Alvin Ailey, set numerous ballets on American Ballet Theater. He's now 67 years old. He's treasured, American treasured dancer.
Oh.
And he plays our Drosselmeyer.
Oh, my gosh.
And his wife, Clara's godmother, is Myrna Camara, the great Myrna Camara, our 52-year-old snow queen who will knock your socks off. You have never seen a ballerina, at least close to my age, with the physical facility that she has. She's incredible. She's been dancing all over Europe, but she was one of the first black dancers to join New York City Ballet after Mel Tomlinson, of course, and before them, Arthur Mitchell, who we just lost this year.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of a reuniting because Lil Buck has set ballets on New York City Ballet in the last 5 years. And so there's kind of this circle in our circle of people who care about our mission of equal access to excellence in dance for all children. They care about that, and that's why they come back every year.
Uh-huh.
And so to see the young children watching them dance and believing and hoping that they someday can reach this level of greatness themselves is the most uplifting Christmas story you can imagine.
Absolutely.
Memphis kids.
And we're going to hear music from all over the world.
Yes, authentic flamenco, authentic Chinese music and dance. So we broke into, you know, as we've talked to discuss before, Tchaikovsky never really traveled. He never left Russia. He did a great job representing those cultures as best as he could.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're a global world, right? We want our children to be citizens of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want them to learn these authentic dances that, in the case of Chinese dance, 2,000 years old.
Right.
And so it's almost like a social studies curriculum because they learn authentic Spanish dance and authentic Chinese dance. And we have West African dance with live West African drumming.
Wow. And you've got the Memphis Symphony Orchestra playing selections from Tchaikovsky's score and the special orchestrations written for Nut Remix.
Sam Shoup reorchestrated the hip-hop battle to trip-hop rhythms, which are uniquely Memphis rhythms.
Oh, man.
So trip-hop. And it is phenomenal. Once you hear it, you can't hear the other without hearing this in the back of your head.
Some Booker T and the MGs thrown in there.
That's right.
Live flamenco musicians?
Yes, with Roy Brewer.
Oh, boy.
Who is married to Noelia Garcia Carmona, our beautiful flamenco teacher and director of dance programming. And by the way, thank you for giving me credit for putting this together. It was my crazy idea 15 years ago, but at the moment, and hopefully for years to come, it's Noelia Garcia Carmona really at the helm, making sure that every step is learned and every guest artist is on cue, and working with the symphony as well. So a lot of kudos to Noelia for getting this together this year. It's better than ever.
Oh, boy. Well, you can get your tickets by calling a Ticketmaster at 745-3000. You can call the Cannon Center box office, or there's a link to tickets on New Ballet's website. That's newballet.org. If you haven't seen Nut Remix, this is something you just must do during the holiday season. And bring the kids. This is something great for the whole family.
Children love it.
Children
and grandparents love it. It's a beautiful piece.
It's a beautiful piece. Thank you so much for doing it again. Happy 16th anniversary of Nut Remix. And tell Lil Buck congratulations on the movie. I'm just tickled to death for him.
I will.
You can get tickets again, newballet.org or 745-3000 or the Cannon Center box office. Nut Remix this coming Friday night with the 7 o'clock curtain, Saturday 5:30 p.m. performance, and the matinee on Sunday at 2:30. Nut Remix 2018. I want to thank Katie Smythe for coming by this afternoon to tell us about it. Thanks, Katie. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.